Hey friends, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. It is me, your fearless host, Laura Khalil. I am so pleased to be here with you today on this Monday. I first want to give out a big thanks to all of our listeners. I am so thrilled to let you know that we have crossed the 8,000 download mark for Brave by Design, which whoa, that is just bananas to me. So I am very thrilled to have you here with me. And I just want to thank you for the beautiful reviews that we've received and the 5-star ratings and for you sharing these episodes with your community. That is ultimately what really helps us to grow. So thank you so much. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. I want to talk all about the advice, the top 3 pieces of advice I would give my 20-year-old self. Now, this question came about kind of in a funny way. I was a guest on a podcast last week, and that was for Patricia Kathleen's podcast. That'll probably be coming out in the next couple months. And we were talking all about the business of podcasting. And at the end of the episode, she said, so let's pretend you were your 20-year-old self. What would you tell yourself to do if you just started a podcast and you had all this corporate success? And, you know, it's really funny. At first, I was like, oh, my gosh, what would I tell myself? And then these ideas just came flying out. And I think these are it. So here are the 3 pieces of advice I shared on that show, and I also want to share them with you guys. The first is, what makes your heart sing? And to flip that around, what breaks your heart that you want to sing life into? We get so off track very early on in our careers by subordinating to what our family or our culture or our society tells us we should or ought to be doing with our lives, pushing down and ignoring what really makes our heart sing. So when I do business today, when I think about the projects I want to take on and the clients I want to take on, I think about that. I think about what brings me joy, what helps refill my cup. Nobody wants to go through the end of the day exhausted. We talked about that last week on our Monday Mindset. I want to end the day by feeling like I've done good work and I'm really fulfilled at how I can help people. So what makes your heart sing? And on the flip side, if you're like, well, gosh, Laura, I have so many hobbies, I don't know. Let me ask it to you another way. What breaks your heart that you want to sing life into? What in the world breaks your heart? You all know that for me, what breaks my heart is watching women in male-dominated industries be trounced all over, because I experience that and it hurts me to see it happen every time I read a news article about a woman being fired or minimized. There was something a couple weeks ago about the chief operating officer at Pinterest who was let go for doing her job, ostensibly. And this breaks my heart. And I happen to have the skills to help sing life into that. So that's the first thing. What makes your heart sing? The second thing, and this is really a tip that I have only begun to master, honestly, folks, in like the last 5 years. Okay, so I'm late to the game, all right? But the second tip is delegate all things you do not love doing to people who do love them. Delegate, delegate, delegate. I meet so many people who are completely overwhelmed, and I have been one of them, because they cannot let go. They have to hold on to everything, including the stuff they don't like doing. One of the biggest breakthroughs for me with this podcast was delegating the editing, the show notes, the release to someone who actually enjoys doing that. And I cannot tell you how much life that gave me, truly, truly, to not have to worry about it. So delegate what you don't like doing to someone who does like doing it. And here's why, because that frees up your time to focus on activities that fill you up, that help you share your gifts with the world, that help you be of greater service. I am of no service to anybody. When I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, I guarantee you I cannot help you if I am an overwhelmed, frazzled mess. And by the way, you can't help anyone either if you're like that. So start delegating, okay? Third tip, and this might be, you know, I probably should have led with this one because this might be the most important tip. Find someone who has done what you want to do and work with them. Hire them. Coach with them. I cannot tell you the importance of finding a coach or a mentor who will help you to grow. Every great entrepreneur, every great leader that I have met has a coach or a mentor, or both, or multiple. It is absolutely critically important. And here's why, because these people can help expand your vision. One of the biggest problems we have when we are used to doing things the way that we've always done them is we don't even know how big it can get. We don't even know all the possibilities because we can't see them. So work with someone who has done more than you, who is better than you, who you can stand on the shoulders of to look at the horizon and see all of the possibilities. Coaching is an investment that I did not make until my, oh gosh, I want to say 32, 33 years old. And it was the best thing I ever did for myself. It was completely life-changing. And I think everyone is wise to work with a coach, or if you need to get through some stuff, work with a therapist. But it is an investment that will absolutely pay itself back. All right, so I want to give you a little sneak peek behind the show. Actually, before I do that, let me recap those three. Okay, so the first one, what makes your heart sing? And on the flip side, what breaks your heart that you want to sing life into? Number two, delegate all things you don't love doing to someone who does love them. And number three, find someone who's done what you want to do and work with them, hire them. Okay. All right. Back to behind the scenes. So I had a really incredible talk last week with a guy named Brad Feld. Now you probably are listening to this and thinking, Laura, who in the heck is that? Well, Brad Feld is really one of the most legendary investors and venture capitalists in the United States. And another great piece about Brad Feld is he is a real supporter of women and actively doing his own anti-racist work on himself. I was so impressed with Brad. We were talking about building entrepreneurial ecosystems. He's an incredible guy. You're going to hear that episode in about a month. But Brad talked about something, you know, this is someone, anytime you're talking about someone at that level who is really helping cities to develop entrepreneurial ecosystems and startup ecosystems, this is someone who's in very high demand, as you can imagine. A lot of people want Brad's help. And so he said something really interesting in that episode, and I just want to give you a little preview of it. He said when he talks to people that need help, he asks them one of three ways that he can help. He says, how can you use my time, my influence, or my money to help you? And you know, this really reminded me about my goals for coaching clients. You see, in my business, I help women just like you who work in male-dominated industries that want to increase influence and power. Gaining power and influence, or even affluence, is not a bad thing. Just like Brad, it actually enables you to help more people. So if you have been going in circles or hitting a ceiling and you want to get to the next level of your career, sign up for a discovery call with me. I work with women in leadership who are feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and just kind of feeling stuck to help you build the life and career you deserve. You can learn more about that at bravebydesign.net, and I will also pop a link in the comments if you would like to schedule a discovery call with me and learn more about that. Friends, speaking of advice I want to give my younger self, we have a great episode coming up for you this Wednesday when I speak to 15-year-old entrepreneur Michaela Ulmer. She is the founder of a lemonade empire that she started when she was 5 years old. And she has written a book about how to do that. If you have kids who aspire to start their own businesses but are waiting until they grow up, or if you are waiting till you grow up, and you know what I'm talking about here. When we all say, hey, what are you going to do when you grow up? Well, Michaela's got some wonderful advice for all of us. This Wednesday's episode is a beautiful, family-friendly episode. I highly encourage you to subscribe to Brave by Design if you have not already subscribed, and listen to Wednesday's episode with Michaela Ulmer with your kids, because I'm going to tell you what, she is so inspirational. I mean, I was inspired, and it's incredible to see what our young people are doing. So look for that in your podcast feed this coming Wednesday. All right, everyone, have a beautiful week ahead. If you want to share with me things you had told your younger self, I'm going to have a post up tomorrow where you can comment on it. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to know your advice for your younger self. So please pop a comment there and let me know. In the meantime, be brave.